Chapter 4. Tom didn't say anything, just stared at the screen where the catwalk used to be. The catwalk where his mom had been standing. It was impossible to survive the drop. The camera didn't move. It just showed the now empty space on the coolant level. It showed the tremist glide past the damaged area like ghosts until they disappeared from the screen. Tom had something in common with Mason now. A few seconds ago, he hadn't. Mason was suddenly glad his parents died when they did, when he was young, before he could form the kind of memories that would last forever. Mason mostly had glimpses and sensations, a smell here or there, the feeling of his mother's soft hands picking him up, the sound of his father's laugh. It was 2792. 8 years ago, when a lone tremist ship entered Earth's atmosphere and dropped a single bomb on the Earth Space Command headquarters in Midtown Manhattan. His parents were in the middle of giving a presentation to the admirals, trying to convince them it was possible to attain peace with the tremist. The bomb vaporized everything inside its blast radius. The ground was turned into a sheet of glass. Mason had been 4 miles away at primer school. The hair on his arms stood up as static electricity washed over the city. He didn't know for another 5 minutes that a bomb had been dropped, didn't know for another 4 hours that his parents were gone. At the time, Mason was 2 years shy of Academy One, but at age 14, Susan was already in her second year of Academy Two. They let her take